Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Dunaway Podcast. Today, we're going to be interviewing Mr. Sluman.
Hello.
Hi. What do you do here at Dunaway?
Campus safety and coach volleyball, basketball, that kind of stuff.
Nice. Where do you normally hang out during the school day?
Everywhere. I'm walking around the school constantly. I get about 10 to 12,000 steps a day. Walking around, sometimes in the counseling center, sometimes in the office, sometimes in detention, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What sports do you coach?
Well, volleyball and basketball, but I also coach lacrosse.
Cool. Is there a favorite sport you like to coach?
Should I be honest about this?
Whatever feels right.
My favorite sport is whatever I'm doing at that time. I really, really do. I do enjoy volleyball, but it just depends on the time of the year, what's going on, and the players.
Cool. Also, what inspired you to have this job?
Well, I was a police officer for 28 years, and so this is right along the lines of doing law enforcement stuff because I do investigations, I deal with problems around the school, safety, security, all that kind of stuff.
Cool. So what made you become a police officer? What inspired you for that?
Well, I really didn't think about doing it as I was growing up. It was as I was an adult. I got tired of working dead-end jobs, and I was in construction and cabinet making. And I had a friend who was in law enforcement, and I decided that I'd like to do something that I could do long-term, get retirement, and have something that's fun. And I like helping people. And so law enforcement gave me an opportunity to help people and have something exciting to do on a daily basis so I wasn't bored.
Nice. Did you do any sports growing up?
I did. I played baseball, basketball, football. I ran track. And then I currently play lacrosse and basketball.
Are you one of the people coaching boys intramural volleyball?
I am. We just ended yesterday, and it's actually co-ed intramural volleyball because we didn't have enough boys just to do it. So we brought in some of girls 6th grade, 7th grade to help out.
How do you feel about the number 6-7?
I think they should erase it from the records books.
What makes you feel that way?
Because it's annoying when you guys say it.
6-7.
Okay, guys. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What makes you like that color?
I don't know. I've just always liked it. It's like, why do you like the colors that you like? It's just something that appeals to you.
Chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Vanilla.
Why?
Get out.
Right, I agree with you. Okay, settle down.
Okay, because vanilla, you can add anything to. You can add chocolate. You can add berries. You can add caramel. You can add mint. You can do whatever you want with it. It doesn't taste the same.
No. Oh, my God. No. Chocolate, duh. I'm normal. What was your first job ever?
I worked at a dog kennel when I was 13 years old, and I don't know why that's funny, you know, I help.
I don't know why they're laughing, I'm sorry.
I like animals, and so I worked at a dog kennel, I took care of dogs, cleaned the dog runs, took them for walks, that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah. Cool, that's great. When you were little, you didn't think of becoming a police, right?
Correct.
Well, what did you envision for your future?
I planned on being a pastor at a church. That was my goal. And then that changed as I turned 18. I just decided that I wanted to do something different.
Yeah. If you had one message to say to the world, what would it be?
Treat everybody better. We have too much problems with people treating people poorly. It doesn't matter who it is. And we wouldn't be in the situation we are right now in the world if we would treat others the way we want to be treated.
The golden rule?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. If you had, like, just for our students here at Dunaway, mm-hmm. would it be the same thing that you would say to everyone else, or Would you say something else?
Yeah, I mean, that would be something that I would say, but I also say is that try something new, try something different. Don't be afraid or embarrassed to do something, because you limit yourself if you are worried about what others think. And I know it's hard at your age. I was there too, that you don't want people to judge you for what you wear, what you look like, or what you do, but it holds you back from having fun. And so it just be yourself and go out there and do things regardless of what other people think.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Who's your biggest op?
Biggest op, Mr. Stultz.
Ooh. 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 No. Yeah, we're going to tell him.
Oh, he knows what I think.
So has there been a feud going on?
Not a feud. We play practical jokes on each other, and so that's been a lot of fun.
Who's won that joke war thing?
We're pretty much tied right now, but I will win.
You sure about that?
I am sure. Mm-hmm. I'm positive. I will win.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to the Dunaway podcast. Make sure to listen to all our uploading ones, and bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.